Nick Aitchison of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust explains why he adores the beautiful Mediterranean gull.
There's a moment in spring each year, it's usually in April, when I leap from my desk, lean out of a window or rush outside, drawn by a glorious yelp from the heavens. I stare at the sky, hoping to see them. There! The sun's light shining through their immaculate white wings, their square heads the toneless black of coal, their stout bills the red of blood welling from a fresh cut. A pair of Mediterranean gulls, among nature's most perfect things. And I love them. When I was a Norfolk child, they were rare. A tiny handful wintered in the county each year, two or three on Great Yarmouth Beach, perhaps one at Sheringham. The field guides we had back then were not much cop when it came to gulls. Their clumsy illustrations did little to capture the frost-winged perfection of a med gull. The bird looked in the books like a bulky black-headed gull, impossible to distinguish, I thought. Without the internet, there were no photos to examine either. With the advent of online photographs and sound recordings of every species at every time of year, bird identification has become incomparably easier. Would I ever see a Mediterranean gull, I wondered as a child? And if I did, would I know what it was? I saw my first Mediterranean gulls in the south of France in the third year of my undergraduate degree while I was practising my spoken French, mostly French relating to birds and other wildlife, I confess. I knew immediately what they were, these stunning gulls. What struck me most was not the personal perfection of their wings, but their voice, that yelp. Like a peacock in tone, but brief, joyful, and reckless. It thrills me even now. All these years later, Mediterranean gulls are now commonplace in Norfolk. Their April sojourn near my house, usually in a freshly ploughed field, heralds their return to breeding grounds in the dapper plumage of their courtship. I don't know why they tarry a few days inland before moving to coastal salt marshes and dunes to breed, but every year they do, and every year I leap from my desk to welcome them. In May, once they've settled on their nests, or they perhaps have chicks already, I must pay them a visit on the coast. They've been fickle in recent years, moving between colonies. Sometimes they settle among the great throng of sandwich terns and black-headed gulls on Skolt Head Island or Blakeney Point, both managed by the National Trust. Some years, large numbers of them settle on the scrapes at the RSPB's Titchwell Marsh. Every year, many hundreds of these wondrous beings can be seen along our coast, yelping and shining in the spring sun. Though Norfolk has a long and proud history of gull and tern colonies, others of our familiar species have also arrived as breeders in relatively recent times. The rakish sandwich terns, whose scratchy three-note calls so characterise the North Norfolk coast in summer, which nest here most years in their thousands, were unknown as breeding birds as recently as the late 1800s. Though breeding was suspected on Blakeney Point in the 1890s, the first confirmed report was not until the 1920s. In 1922, the small colony shifted to Arnold's Marsh, now part of NWT Clye and Salthouse Marshes. The following year, they bred on Blakeney Point, at Clye Marshes and on Arnold's Marsh. The colony on Arnold's Marsh continued to grow, reaching 1,000 pairs, until in 1945 they moved, dramatically, to a wartime minefield on Clye Beach, a safe haven in a topsy-turvy world. Today, Arnold's Marsh is an important spring and autumn staging ground for these jaunty birds, though their colony is usually on Scolt Head or on Blakeney Point, among black-headed gulls, common terns and, these days, Mediterranean gulls. A visit to one of these colonies is among my touchstones each year in May, like stopping to pinch wild garlic leaves and watching little ringed plovers flitting like tuneful butterflies over the scrapes at Clye. I treasure the sheer volume of life at the colonies, the din of thousands of chicks begging for food, the bustle of thousands of pearly wings above the dunes, the colours of little ternbills shining gold, sand eels flashing silver and thrift in pink calico bloom. It's a heady place, a Norfolk colony of gulls and terns, among our finest Norfolk treasures, and testament to the men and women who have striven for more than a century to protect these precious birds and their nests.